Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it! Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, all of our over-the-air affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcast or streaming video on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Hot sunny day here on my portion of Delmarva. Hopefully both the skies and the roads are clear for the boss man, Brian Alvarez, who, if you heard the Brian and Vinny show last night, you'd know it was just the Brian show, because Vinny is in Scotland and Brian is in Oregon, and that's where he's driving back from right now. He'll be home tonight to do Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave, as he always does, and as he always does, Filthy comes through in the clutch, and we got a lot to get into today. Brian's going to be here on Tuesday and Wednesday, then depart for London. I'll be here with you the rest of the week. We'll find out what Tom thinks about doing any more extra work for, you know, no money at all. But we got to get through everything that happened this weekend and is what is coming up tonight as well, which is, of course, Monday Night Raw. WWE ran four consecutive days in Florida here, ending with tonight's Raw. They're going back to Florida, Orlando specifically, on December 28th. And if that date sounds familiar, that's when AEW's World's End is going to be taking place in the same city, 16 miles east. So get Tom's thoughts on that. Zack Sabre Jr. has won the G1 Climax Tournament, which means he is ready for a match in the IWGP Championship. Tetsuya Naito currently holds that belt. I have my feelings on what should happen, plus Collision and a whole lot more other news to get into as well. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase and your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. We do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24-7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, and then Andrew Zarian joins you as well on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. This is usually where I tell you to make the wrestling news part of your day, and you should, but I'll talk about that later, because I need to let you, one of the many populace of London's 32 boroughs, or maybe you're traveling to the city of London. Well, guess what? Dave and Brian are available for your questions and salutations on Saturday, August 25th, 11 a.m. British summertime. You can join Brian and Dave over in London for Live in London 2, a special Wrestling Observer Radio Q&A on the historic Tattershall Castle steamship on the River Thames. I knew I was going to have a problem there. They'll take all of your questions and comments and, as I mentioned, salutations. If you have any complaints, I guess that would be the time as well. There are both general admission and 7-star VIP tickets available. They've also added more meet and greet tickets as well, which you can purchase separately. They will not get you into the Q&A though. And you probably shouldn't wait too much longer either, as last year's Live in London was sold out when there were people hanging from the rafters. That's what I heard. To buy tickets and for all the information on the show, you can head on over to wolivelondon.com or go to the front page of the site and access it that way. If he has not fallen asleep over there yet, I'd like to bring on Filthy Tom Lawler. Filthy, we could start by talking about pro wrestling, and I think we should begin by talking about pro wrestling, and we can't spend too much time on it, but as far as I'm concerned, if two people are throwing down on a canvas mat in any form, and they are grappling in any way, and they're getting paid, it is professional wrestling, especially if they add a whole lot of bells and whistles to it. And when it comes to the Abu Dhabi Combat Club shows, you're telling me they don't do this? While there's another man named Craig Jones, which actually brings out two Money in the Bank briefcases? Is this going to be the new Pancras? Is this going to be the new Pride? Is this going to be the new thing that now threatens professional wrestling? Tell me about this.
I don't think we're at the level where professional grappling is going to overtake professional wrestling in any world. However, this past weekend, and I'll only take a few minutes to mention this, because there were such high stakes involved, and as a fan and historian of professional wrestling, I think that this was a professional wrestling tournament put on by Craig Jones. There was certainly a professional wrestling match when Craig Jones took on Gabby Garcia and carried her for a little bit.
Literally, but, she's a big girl.
Well, he pulled guard. She was on top for a good portion. But Nikki Rod and Cade Ruotolo both walked away with $1 million from those Money in the Bank briefcases that you mentioned.
Damn.
This was a new level.
A million bucks.
Yeah, each. It was a two-day competition. It was a new level for production and pageantry and trash talk for the world of professional grappling, as this Craig Jones Invitational went head-to-head with the traditional world championships, I guess you could say, in submission wrestling. That is the Abu Dhabi Combat Club, which has been around for, I believe, about maybe almost 30 years. There's been a who's who. Virtually everybody has competed in these, from Brazilian jiu-jitsu competitors to judo stars to UFC champions. Many of them had varying success along the way. Tito Ortiz, a former medalist, which not a lot of people know about. The great Marcelo Garcia, one of the all-time best competitors. Roger Gracie. The list goes on and on. But those competitions went on this weekend as well, where the best grappler in the world, up until this point, Gordon Ryan, defended his absolute championship. He also defeated his longtime rival, Felipe Pena. And he was called out by the winner of the Craig Jones Invitational, Nikki Rodriguez, Gordon Ryan's former training partner.
Look at it doing angles.
Nikki Rod said, let's go band for band. $1 million. I will put up my briefcase, my $1 million right now, and bet it against $1 million from you, Gordon. So don't know if that's going to happen, but a hallmark weekend for grappling. And as I mentioned, really, really, these were, especially the Craig Jones Invitational, was a professional wrestling tournament that was put on.
I'm going to start a rumor here that that's why Jon Moxley is out right now, is because he is getting ready for this. He won his jiu-jitsu deal that he had there in Ohio or wherever it was. He's training to come back as a member of the Craig Jones Invitational. Hey, which, by the way, actually, let me tell you this, ask you this for real, because there are obviously, we used to talk about, well, if MMA was around when pro wrestling was, you know, faltering, you know, we used to ask guys, what would you do? And so we know there's a lot of guys involved in pro wrestling who do things to different degrees. Now,
they say they would. A lot of guys say they would.
Well, you've been in these locker rooms and you've seen guys, and I'm not asking you to throw shade at anybody. If you want to, that would be great, because, you know, it would be something they could put up on YouTube. But to you, who are some of the people that you've seen in these locker rooms who, in some form or another, are really great at what they do, whether it be grappling or kickboxing or whatever? Who would Filthy not want to mess with or want on his side in a fight?
Well, I mean, it's all the obvious people that you could think about. There's
Haku?
Not very. Yeah, well, I'm talking about modern day times. There's guys like, you know, Mike Speedball Bailey, who kicks about as hard as any man possibly could. Harry Smith, that is definitely a man I want on my side during a fight, even though I hate his absolute guts. Hoyce Isaacs, another tough competitor. If we're going to consider Josh Barnett an active pro wrestler, then he would have to probably be number one on the list. But I can't really think of many people out there who are, you know, packing legitimate skills that aren't bragging about it, especially in today's day and age.
Well, we will transition from that to Florida, where a lot of actual fighters live. FLA Arena, I'm sure somebody's going to be in the crowd tonight in Fort Lauderdale. Monday Night Raw, live USA Network. We've got four matches and two segments announced so far. Women's Tag Team Champions Isla Dawn and Alba Fire defend their title in a three-way match against Io Sky and Kairi Sane. and a legitimate badass Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark in a six-man tag team match, Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, and Odyssey Jones against Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain, Sheamus against Pete Dunne, that ought to be fun, Maxine Dupree against Ivy Nile in what probably won't be as fun, and CM Punk has got a message for Drew McIntyre. Also, Randy Orton will be appearing. Last week he left Gunther Lang with an RKO. Something tells me that some revenge will have to be had tonight. Filthy, let's just say, with what you got there, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, got a long way to go before Bad Blood, which I would assume this match is going to be taking place at, but the Indian strap match, the strap match, I guess it will just be between CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, is it not now the Gladiator strap match? Or I'm sorry, the Guardian strap match?
Yes, it's the Guardians strap match, yes.
I blew my own joke, which is quite common here. Hopefully they don't blow this angle after getting rid of the bracelet, seemingly. So that was the hottest program up until SummerSlam. So hopefully
that was a good pivot away.
Hopefully they can get it back. Hopefully they can get it back on track, you know.
They will. I think they will, just because of their, you know, ability to speak everybody into believing everything that's been taking place. And I thought it was a good thing to do at the time. Obviously, in hindsight, it probably shouldn't have played so much into the SummerSlam match itself. But as far as, like, you know, having something that Drew could really get under CM Punk's skin with, and something we know in real life would be one of the few things that really gets under this guy's skin, is anybody going after his woman and going after his dog. I thought it was a good thing, but thankfully they have now pivoted away from that and gotten through it. We still got SmackDown to get through from Friday, as well as Collision and Rampage. And yes, Zack Sabre Jr. has won the G1. He's got his first opponent, or wanted to be the first opponent for Tetsuya Naito, but Naito will be defending against somebody else. We'll get into that when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. I'd love to talk about what we were talking about during the break, because now I need to explain something to Filthy, and I'm going to have to wait until next break. I need to apologize. I believe I said WWE Bad Blood is where CM Punk and Drew McIntyre would be strapping each other, but the reason I have Bad Blood on the brain and not Bash in Berlin, where that match is actually going to be taking place, is because it was pointed out to me that on Saturday, October 5th, that's when Bad Blood is going to be taking place at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. And they're listing a start time of 5:30 p.m. So not that that's probably going to really affect a whole lot of people out there, but it's going to be starting at 5:30 p.m. That is what's listed on WWE.com, assumedly because there are two Major League Baseball League Division Series Game 1s which are planned for that day. The University of Georgia is playing Auburn at home that day at a time still to be announced. It will probably be, in all likelihood, at 7 or 7:30 in Athens. And it's one of those things, Filthy. It just was kind of funny. It's doubtful that the Braves are going to go on a run and actually be that team that's at home in the League Division Series. I don't even know if that's possible to happen with the way things shake out, but it's kind of amazing that it's like, you know, AEW has been in some tough spots, but this is going to be as tough of a spot as WWE actually is in, really, you know, at all, you know, ever. As far as this year goes, as far as the last couple of years go, they actually are going to have real competition from sports, which is probably going to squeeze them that day. And by the way, UFC 307? I don't even know.
Who can tell?
Whatever number they're up to now.
I watched virtually the entire card this past week, and I couldn't tell you what number that was. 305, maybe?
Yeah. Not a clue. But good, you were show. Right about DDP.
I was. It was a fantastic fight, too, so, by the way.
There you go, everybody. If you need to adjust your schedules, adjust them accordingly. I have a feeling Collision, just don't air Collision that day. That's probably going to be the best for them, too, with the rest of college football also taking place. We'll rewind it back to Friday for SmackDown in Orlando. And the biggest thing from the show was the end, which was Solo Sikoa demanding to be acknowledged, and the crowd started chanting OTC, so they have gotten that one over. He said he doesn't care if the fans acknowledge him. Only one man does, and that's Roman Reigns, who made his way to the ring. They started exchanging punches. Once again, Solo gets beat up. Roman hit a Superman punch and then got jumped by Tama Tonga. They both beat on Roman until he turned the tables, hit another Superman punch and a spear on Solo. The crowd chanted OTC again. Roman then spotted his Ulafala. He picked it up, seemed to orgasm once he did put it on. The crowd chanted, his music played, and then he got murked by Jacob Fatu, wearing a leg brace, his walking boot. Fatu killed him for a while, and then they all powerbombed him through the announcer's table, and the show closed with Solo, Tama, and Fatu all posing over Reigns' body. The other notable things from the show, the Street Profits became the number one contenders to the Bloodlines tag team title by defeating Gargano and Ciampa. Meechan is going to get the next shot at women's champion Nia Jax. That came after she ruined Nia's championship celebration when she hit the ring with a kendo stick and destroyed Pretty Deadly, Tiffany Stratton, and Nia herself. Before that happened, Nia was trying to get Tiffany Stratton to bow down to her, so we may be getting Tiffany Stratton babyface sooner rather than later. LA Knight also cut a promo warning Santos Escobar he's going to, quote, knock his churro in the dirt, end quote, next week when they meet for the United States title. And Carmelo Hayes finally got a win against Andrade when he sat down on a sunset flip attempt and got the pin. After the match, the two brawled until the referees broke him up. Andrade now leads their unofficial best of whatever series 2-1. Yeah. Were you satisfied there, Tom, with what you heard about SmackDown?
Yeah, there's a few things. I think Meechan, over the past month or so, they've done a great job getting her over. And seemingly the only thing that changed in her act is adding in this kendo stick. So the fans, if nothing else is true, they always love not only a good table, but a good kendo stick or Singapore cane. And Meechan has done a great job. So I'm very happy to see her used more prominently in getting this next title shot at Nia Jax. As we talked about on Friday, for those longtime listeners of ours, Carmelo Hayes and Andrade have been lighting it up on SmackDown when given the chance. This past Friday, no different based on what I saw. And Roman Reigns comes out. I'd like to say a couple weeks ago I was wrong. I didn't think there'd be much movement in the way of Roman Reigns. I thought maybe he'd come out and there would be no interaction, or at least no physical interaction between him and the rest of the bloodline. But we got a fight right off the bat. And this week it escalated even more as Roman Reigns got beat up. He showed vulnerability. Three against one, he got taken out to end the show. So this isn't like the old days of Hulk Hogan and the Warrior just running roughshod, beating everybody, stone cold, beating people up to end the show. Roman Reigns got laid out, and I guarantee this crowd will be chanting OTC even louder come Friday.
And that was a loud-ass crowd in Orlando. They were really loud, and they were a really, really good crowd. I know a lot of people want to jump to Roman and Jacob Fatu. I get it, because you want to see that rather than Solo. But, look, Solo's the final boss of this particular thing, and I can't wait to see. Forget about Fatu for a minute. I want to see Roman Reigns and Tama Tonga, because I think a lot of people now have realized, who maybe either forgot about him, didn't know about him because he was in New Japan, maybe took him for granted because he was in New Japan for so long. He's really showing out. As much as people like to poke fun at Tangaloa, really, Tama Tonga, this is the time for him to step up. He's in his 40s. This was going to be his big chance. He has taken the ball and absolutely ran with it. And at some point down the line, I would love to see him against Reigns. Now, Tom, you are a former denizen of the city of Orlando, correct?
That is true. I lived there for 10 years.
At the show on Friday, WWE announced that they would be back in Orlando at the Kia Center on Saturday, December 28th, which is the same night AEW is running World's End, 16 miles east at Edition Financial Arena. Deliciously petty. In fact, I wrote that on Twitter. I can appreciate the pettiness, but WWE running a house show head up with World's End also seems extremely masturbatory. I had somebody from WWE. What are you, big mad about this? I'm not mad about this. I'm just stating a fact here. It is deliciously petty, and they can do what they want, but it's also extremely masturbatory because is this really going to hurt AEW if you were not going to the AEW show? You know, I guess this gave you a chance to do something that night, but I would think anybody that is an AEW fan looks at this and just, it can only help to me, you know, because it lobs another salvo at those guys and goes, okay, well, fine, screw you. I'm going to go out to the show. I just don't see how this actually hurts AEW at all. I don't see how it helps WWE, but it does allow them the opportunity to, as I said, pull it out, lay it out, and just, you know, have fun at AEW's expense. What do you think about this piece of counter-programming?
Well, I mean, they're likely, with traffic, you're looking at probably 30 minutes, I would say, between the two places. One of them is on the campus of UCF. The Addition Financial Arena is on campus at UCF, which is, it was about 30 minutes back when I lived there, and traffic's only gotten worse since then. That's a 10,000-seat arena. I don't know what AEW will have it, you know, laid out for. But I would, I mean, these WWE holiday shows, these WWE holiday shows do pretty well, don't they?
They do. And what was pointed out to me too was they did this show in Orlando the same way they do them for the Garden. Obviously the Garden has got the tradition and they will be there on Boxing Day on the 26th. But it's not like Orlando hasn't had this show. But with that said, it's not like it's such a tradition there where you couldn't have held it somewhere else in Florida. You could have held it anywhere and sold out and made money. They just decided to do it again there.
Well, whose headquarters are in Orlando? Is it AEW?
No.
Or is it WWE? So,
TNA,
I mean,
baby. Oh, wait, that was a long time ago.
If you want to look at it like that, isn't AEW the one invading their territory during the holiday season? Well, now, I mean, realistically, that's not the case. I don't want people thinking that. I mean, these places are 2 hours apart. There's a million wrestlers that live in Florida. I think, I don't
that
know
may
what.
Be, that may be a an underestimation.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see both shows do okay.
I think World's End, I think, is going to do what it does. I just think, you know, again, people that
Here's
are going to
go
to WWE show, they're going to go.
Mike, before we go, right, school's going to be out of session. So you're looking at not having all these students in the Addition Financial Arena. So plus one, maybe WWE.
Hopefully they got a good deal on the building. We'll see. It's something to talk about, and nothing wrong with that because...
An IBM study found that fan engagement and consumption of sports is shifting, revealing new opportunities for technology integrations, including artificial intelligence. International sports fans surveyed are optimistic about the impact of technologies like AI. Real-time updates and personalized bite-sized content rank as top priorities for fans when it comes to how generative AI can enhance following and engaging with sports events. While 64% of surveyed fans said TV is their top choice for watching sports, they are increasingly using multiple devices to follow sporting events. Younger fans between the ages of 18 and 29 may be reshaping how consumers experience sports content, engaging with content via multiple screens, and ranking personalized content as their top priority. Fans worldwide are continuing to embrace platforms and solutions that allow them to feel more connected and informed on their favorite athletes and sporting events. IBM's new study confirms this now includes embracing technologies like AI to deliver these experiences. Visit www.ibm.com for more information. Sponsored by IBM.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler. That son of a bitch set me up. Producer Dom set me up. It's true. That's what happened. I didn't miss my time, okay? Didn't go over break, okay? It's not something that I would do. That's a very AEW thing to do. Speaking of that, AEW Collision on Saturday went over time. We'll get to that. The main event ended exactly the way everyone thought it would. Not the finish, maybe, but the result. Time limit draw between FTR and the Acclaimed, but Tony Schiavone had to speed through this like it was 1986 and he was doing the WTBS World Championship Wrestling tour spots because the show went a few minutes long. And he said he got word from Tony Khan that both teams would be challenging the Young Bucks at All In. Absolutely no surprise there whatsoever. Britt Baker opened the show by defeating Harley Cameron. Brian has already lamented this entire deal for subscribers on two shows, and I can almost guarantee you if it comes up, he will tomorrow as well when we preview Wednesday's Dynamite. They did not announce Baker being on the show until Friday on Rampage, and regardless of what you think about her, she's one of their brightest stars, and you need to leave, you know, have some kind of forward looking as far as being able to plan out what TVs these folks are going to be on. With the situation you're in right now, you're staring down the barrel of football on top of it. Like, if you have somebody, MJF is going to be on Saturday, Britt Baker, Orange Cassidy, Jon Moxley, I don't know who their biggest movers or biggest names are or what the perception is, but like those people, I would think Britt Baker's one of them. You kind of got to advertise that, so I get it. Opened the show by defeating Harley Cameron, but what really got to Brian was afterwards when Mercedes and Camille came down to the ring, Britt grabbed a kendo stick, and Tom, not as good with the kendo stick as Mishin is. Britt snuck up behind Mercedes, got the lockjaw on her last week. That probably should have been the angle this week because instead she challenges and runs after, grabs her kendo stick, goes after Mercedes, and Camille gets stopped by Camille, who took the stick, broke it over her knee, gave her a big boot, laid her out, threw her into the ring, laid her out there as well, too. It just felt like at least this angle should have been last Wednesday, and the angle on Wednesday where Britt got Mercedes and got the lockjaw on her and Camille needed to save her from it, that probably should have been on Saturday. But any thoughts on Britt getting laid out so badly here leading into this match at Wembley?
I mean, my only thought is that doesn't she have a role in Cobra Kai? Shouldn't she be better with this weapons fighting? The Kobudo?
Kobudo? Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara are your new ROH World Tag Team Champions. Beat Mike Bennett and Matt Taven. Dustin's now a double champion, along with being the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Champions with the Von Erich boys. This was crazy and overbooked, but in a good way, and if it wasn't done so much, it would probably mean a lot more, too. Gates of Agony were out there. The Conglomeration, Roderick Strong got involved. So at the end of the day, Dustin Rhodes and Sammy are your ROH Tag Team Champions. There was also an Eddie Kingston promo, which was really good, on whether or not Bryan Danielson's head and heart were really into facing Swerve Strickland. If you, why are you doing this if this isn't who you are? And you better step up and lose, partner, and show it, because if not, then that means you ain't got it anymore. It was a really great promo from Kingston, but it also probably should have been on about a week or so ago before Brian has been, you know, instilled with all of this spirit through his battles with Jeff Jarrett.
Eddie Kingston looked like he was about one step away from starting a mail explosives to people from the woods.
He's the beard is very good. He's got that kind of time.
Forget power bombing. He looked like he was about to be unibombing.
Hey, all right. Look, we finally got an explanation for Will Ospreay not wanting to use the Tiger Driver 91. And Dave was on with Brian on Wrestling Observer Radio, and said a lot of people have mocked the angle. Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. Wrestling moves hurt. You know, pile drivers hurt. Brain busters, in theory, are supposed to jam your neck and your back. What makes this such a big deal? Well, finally, we got the reason that it's been such a big deal to Will Ospreay. This is another thing that they probably should have brought up a long time ago.
What was it?
Wrong? Because Misawa. A lot of it revolved around Mitsuhara Misawa, and they showed footage of him from Noah and how he would break out the move, but was always very hesitant to do so, only pulling it out in the big matches and the big moments when he absolutely needed to and there was no other way to do it. But, you know, even though they did not flat out say it, they also kind of, you know, they noted that Misawa died, and, you know, you'd have to go back, and obviously he didn't die because of that move, but, you know, it played into Will Ospreay's concern over ever wanting to do this move to someone and hurt them in the same way that he allegedly did to Kenny Omega and Brian Danielson.
I accept it.
Just something that probably should have happened a long time ago. Again, the issue with him not wanting to use it, that's fine. It's just why it took this long to get there, I don't know. Jack Perry defeated Danny O'Ryan in like a minute, put him in a body bag. And long story short, he now has a blacked-out version of the TNT title. They should have went, like, full sickos committee and beveled it or something like that. I don't know. Long story short, when it comes to the Trios title, Christopher Daniels announced that the Patriarchy, Bang Bang Gang, and House of Black will now face off against some other team that will be decided on Wednesday. And the match that they have at Wembley Stadium is now a London Ladders match. So possibly the Death Triangle. This is their last hurrah here. What do you think?
Don't think so. I think it's the trio that everybody has been waiting for. People have been clamoring for this over the past few weeks. I think it's going to be AJ, Big Justice, and the Rizzler.
Really? Really?
Do I really think that? No. But it was worth it to get that joke out there on the air.
Tell you what, know who I think it'll be? Even though I don't know if it'll be them or not. How about Top Flight in Action Andretti with your flight attendant, Layla Gray, at ringside? They're good in London ladder matches. They can take the big bumps that hopefully Christian
Let me tell you, Mike, she has never once been my flight attendant. I can assure you that much.
Would you like her to be?
I mean, if she provides adequate service based on the purchase of the ticket, yeah.
Hologram also beat Angelico to make it 5 wins in a row, which they noted. Claudio beat Leo Rush in a really fun match, and Mariah May defeated London Dior very quickly. Tony Storm then cut a video promo, which led to Mariah May then beating Dior down with the shoe after the match. AEW's Go Home Dynamite is on Wednesday in Cardiff, Wales. Here's what's been announced so far. The multi-team trios match to decide who moves on to Wembley. You got that. You also got the Continental Championship. Kazuchika Okada against Claudio Castagnoli. It just feels to me that there is going to be another shoe that is going to drop during this match. It just seems so odd that they're doing this one at Wales and not doing it at Wembley. Thought, okay, well, maybe he's just going to do something to Claudio, which causes Moxley to come back. Brian doesn't think that that's the case, doesn't believe he's going to be at All In or All Out. We just got to see what goes on. AEW World Women's Champion Toni Storm will defend against Saraya in a match that was set up on Friday. Storm gifted Saraya the match because it was her birthday, and they'll both be in the UK, and yeah. why they didn't loop Saraya and Harley into a thing with Tony and Mariah like a week ago to set this up, I have no idea, because it makes no sense really with Tony's crazed character that she has, that why she would have anything other than Mariah May on her mind, I don't know. Chris Jericho challenged Tommy Billington. That was announced on Collision. And then MJF and Will Ospreay will have a face-to-face leading into their match at Wembley. NXT is tomorrow night. Here's the lineup as it stands so far. NXT Championship number one contenders match, Wes Lee against Pete Dunne and Joe Hendry. NXT Women's Championship number one contenders gauntlet match, Jada Parker, Carmen Petrovic, or Petrovic, I'm sorry, a lot of years of Mirko Crow Cup, Ren Sinclair, Kendall Gray, Sol Ruka, Adriana Rizzo, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson against Hank Walker and Tank Ledger, Lola Vice against Wendy Chu, Ashante the Adonis against Dion Lennox for all of the women, and Chase U has their title celebration. Give me a reason it should be anybody other than Jada Parker that wins that number one contendership. Because she's been great.
Based on the way you read the card, I thought you said that Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows were also in that battle royal. And I thought, well, nothing would make me happier than seeing
hanging out with the good sisters,
Doc Gallows getting a NXT Women's Championship match.
Who body slammed Doc Gallows? Who was that? Who was the women's wrestler that slammed Gallows? Because that was, I can't remember who it was. I remember
behind the scenes or publicly?
No, in the ring during an actual match at an event.
Can't answer.
Rhea Ripley? Rhea Ripley. Somebody said Rhea Ripley, and that makes all the sense in the world. So, yeah. Oh, by the way, Obafemi and Tony D'Angelo have to be doing something on this show just because they interacted twice last week trying to show each other up. And I got to be honest, I really like the idea of that being a match for Obafemi's North American title, him and Tony D'Angelo. And now that D'Angelo doesn't have the Heritage Cup anymore, could probably come to pass. What I also want to come to pass, Tom, and you got to hear me out here, okay? I'm serious. Zack Sabre Jr. won the G1. Afterwards, Sabre said that he's not waiting until the Tokyo Dome. He said he wanted his title match ASAP so he could win it and defend it when New Japan goes to London for Royal Quest 4 on August 20th. Now, he's not going to get that, but I believe things are setting themselves up for Tetsuya Naito to drop the IWGP title sooner rather than later, okay? So at the next New Japan show on September 29th, Destruction in Kobe, Naito is going to defend his title against the Great Okan, who did defeat him during the G1. Okan was more serious during the G1. They made sure to point that out. All of the comedy was pretty much out the window. They gave him a story. He lost his first four and then went on to win his next five, including Naito, and got him into the playoffs. He then lost a second time to Shingo in the semifinal, who went on to lose to Sabre. How about Okan defeats Naito in the match on September 29th, then loses to Zack Sabre Jr. at the King of Pro Wrestling show in October, and that opens up what member of LIJ is going to face Zack Sabre Jr. at the Tokyo Dome? What do you think about that scenario? Add some drama, at least, with Tsuji, Shingo, and Naito all battling with each other and all having a stake trying to go after the title.
So you think Okan defeats Naito?
Here's why. Why not? Why not? They did it with Shinya Makabe when he became Togi Makabe. If you're going to do something with Okan, now's the time. Him winning the title, sure, it'll be a short reign. It'll be obviously transitional, but it can give him something if they build up behind it. And they need everything that they can get right now, especially Umino and now Uemura are also hurt. Gives you some drama leading into it, right? Maybe.
I mean, hey, drama for sure. That one caught me off guard, Mike. I'm going to have to think about that one, but I'm not opposed to it. Sounds good to me. I'm a big Oka guy.
Were you a big Omarion guy?
No.
We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show. You know, this is a Weekend at Bernie's shirt. That's what Filthy just called my shirt. It's true.
It was a Bernie shirt.
You've dragged my joke, ass through this entire show.
Yeah, that joke was low, Max.
You got anything else to add today?
Nothing of value, I can assure you that.
Meanest shit. Great.
Hey, if you want to talk about, if you want to talk about something, I will say, because we touched on it a little bit earlier, that the UFC over this past weekend was great. There was a lot of trash talk going into the show. A lot of talk about who was going to be the real African champion. And at the end of the day, they both agreed after the fight that no matter what, Africa was going to walk out.
Sean King was the African champion. Don't say it. Now, who was it?
Marcus Garvey.
Okay.
Yeah, take that one, bud.
I'll be damned. Look at you. Look at that. Anyway, look, Mina Shirakawa, I do want to mention
DDP!
This.
DDP walked out the champion. Go watch it.
We already heard that. Mina Shirakawa and Hanako against Trisha Dora and Viva Van is now the match for Capital Collision. It's a kickoff match. They're giving away free Mina to everybody before the show, trying to get them to order the show. Should they not then announce during the pre-show that she is also going to be on the show with a partner, jumping into your match alongside Fred Rosser against Hoyce and Jarrell?
They're going down, brother. Sorry. I was checking my messages. Oh, Lance Storm was digging into us. We can't escape it, Mike. No matter what, you, neither I, nor the listeners can escape the beating at the hands of Lance and Brian. Ugh.
Absolutely deserved. Absolutely deserved. I don't even know what the exact complaint is, but yeah, it's probably my fault. Filthy, I want to thank you for joining me today. I want to thank producer Dom. I want to thank producer Jared. I want to thank whoever was on the clock today, screwed me all up. And all of you out there for watching and listening. We shall talk to you again after a while.